Forever and ever. I will remember you forever.
Boy, that could really sound different depending on context and how you say it.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 400 degrees Kelvin to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Michael and Nikki?
Oh my God, it's working.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah, I feel it.
As always, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we are here. We are the Freedom Fiends. This is Jeremy. I'm here with Michael W. Dean. And we have a returning fiend.
The triumphant return of Ms. Nikki Darling.
Yes.
Hey, Nikki.
Woo!
Glad to have you back. Wait, should it be Miss, Mrs., or Ms.?
It doesn't matter.
You know what? That question, I've heard it asked a lot on shows, especially on right-wing shows, and it's kind of a dog whistle for depending on the answer. So, are you married, baby?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you married?
I'm sorry. Did you want to answer that?
No, I was just going to say, I am not married, and I don't like being called with that prefix.
With Miss or Mrs.? Miss?
Yeah.
You don't like Miss?
You just call me Nikki.
Yeah. The question itself is kind of like, I think it's a dog whistle for so are you married or not? Or are you going to be hard to have on the show? That's what the, are you a Miz? That's what talk show hosts mean, or like, you know, TV hosts mean when they mean that, when they say, that's what they mean when they say that.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So talk a little, Nikki. We haven't had you. Wait, Jeremy, how are you?
I am fine, Michael. And how are you?
I am well. How are you, Nikki?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Okay. Jeremy, interview Nikki about where she's been, what she's been up to real quick while I sound check.
Sure thing, Michael.
Oy vey.
Live sound checks on the air. This is what happens when you have an unchecked police state. So anyway. So Nikki, how you been? How are you? It's been, you know, this is my first time getting to talk to you, but you've been gone a while. What have you been up to?
Working. I work a lot. I live in Mordor on the Potomac, and I spend most of my time sitting in traffic, and it's pretty horrible.
I can imagine. I only did that a couple of times. I worked, you know, a couple of jobs in Mordor.
Ooh.
Just sitting in there, like, you know, maybe a handful of times in my life was more than enough for me to consider.
We sound great.
Driving a bridge embankment, you know, abutment or something. It was horrible.
Oh yeah.
And I live just outside of New York City. So for me to say that something else is horrible, it's got to be bad.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you if you were from the New York area by your accent.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm out on Long Island, but I live.
I don't hear accents. I'm not racist.
You're not
racist. I don't know.
Nikki, I missed you. I really have.
I did. I missed being here too. I'm sorry if I'm not super peppy right now. I need to get my fiendness going again.
You'll get your fiend bone going, as Andrew Keaton says. Actually, you took her fiend bone. You carried the fiend bone mantle because she left because she had to devote more time. We're still great friends, but she had to devote more time to antiwar.com. So there was
someone's got to do it
for a woman. No, I'm kidding. I actually just hired four fiends, and I figured somebody actually that I'd asked a while back said yesterday, I just, you know, I've been real busy. I've been able to answer your question. Maybe I could do it now. And I was like, sorry, we're full. But, you know, I'm sure I'll
give it a week. Give it a week. Someone will be fired.
A month. I said, in a month, I'm sure one of them will be fired. But I don't think so, man.
Well, who are the other ladies? I know Diana, Lisa.
Lisa.
And
MK.
Oh, okay. MK. Yeah, MK.
I almost forgot MK because she's on so infrequently these days. She's been on like once in 4 months, I think, or something. Mm. But, you know, she's busy. She's working. Yeah. She's doing stuff, moving, shaking in the Bitcoin world. Left the one job, but is like working for Andreas Antonopoulopoulos. How do you say his name? I don't know. What's his name?
Something Greek.
Something close.
My Greek. Antonopoulos. My Greek business partner, Marquis, will be yelling at me when he hears this in a few hours. But no, he won't. He's great.
He's like one of the biggest things, like, you know, under Bitcoin Jesus, right? Like, you know, after Rockefeller.
And speaking of Bitcoin Jesus, so I had a ringing endorsement for Bipcoin.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a, by the transitive power of, Bipcoin will be as big as Bitcoin. But no, it won't. But so, Ian Freeman.
I'm not giving up that dream, Michael. Don't take it away from me just yet.
Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live, who I have a story about and why the FBI doesn't need to bug his house anymore. Okay, I'll just interrupt. I'm like four levels in of interrupting myself here. But so
you're the only man I know who can interrupt himself multiple times. I know.
It's like Inception.
I'm going to fire myself for the, it is. So last night I'm talking to Ian Freeman. We're talking about the pre-gaming sort of for the interview that we're going to do last night. He had set up the new version of Fiend Phone, the software that Derek Slopey and I did an Indiegogo for, two Indiegogos a few years ago, and built, and it works, and we're using it now. So Ian had to get the new version. It's not even on the website yet. We're still beta testing it, but I think it's past beta test. The show's going a lot better. Knock on wood. Well, people, you know, aren't getting cut
both
off.
Both times I've used it, it's except worked me. Well. It's worked great.
Yes, only me, the apologies. Co-creator, got cut off because it's becoming sentient and kicked me off. No, but that's because I was sending bad packets, and that's what the new one is supposed to do, is kick the person with bad packets off, not, you know,
crash the entire system.
Yeah,
because that it did happen. It happened to me when I would run myself as the server to do other shows. If somebody else had bad packets, they would crash everybody. It was crazy.
Yep. Well, that's fixed now. So last night, Ian and I were testing the new Fiend Phone, and I actually broke into that comedy show, Cody's show. Off the air live.
Yeah. Not Wilson, Cody. I don't know his last name.
Cody the comedian on LRN. Yeah. That's his name. Good guy. I like him. Met him at Porkfest. So I basically like was sound checking and interrupted his show, and they just started interviewing me. And Nikki Darling heard it, and I loved what you wrote on Facebook that I could not reply to because some weenie got me banned. But what did you write?
Michael Dean is on LRN.FM right now, cursing somebody. Yes. Call the Liberty Police.
Yeah. Because, you know, I can't curse on this show on Freedom Fiends because we're on radio. But so when I get on people's podcasts, I just cuss a blue. But it's funny because I only remember five cussies because I haven't cussed in so long. I'm like an old man. Like, I only know five cusses.
It was pretty good, though. You really dropped them.
Oh, I also want to thank Donald Watson for sending you the computer you're using.
Oh, yeah.
He donated a computer.
Yes, thank you so much.
She's a Mac gal. She's one of the beautiful people with a Mac and an iPhone.
I'm a visual professional. I need my Mac.
Yes, I know. I've been hearing that for 40 years. 25. So Ian and I were talking on Fiend Phone, and after this test, you know, he finished the test and went to the next LRN show. And he and I talked for about 20 minutes about everything under the sun, including the fact that he is now an evangelist for Bipcoin. Like, before he was like, oh, it's just another altcoin. And then we added the, like, we're going to do distributed DNS over this, checked it out, looked at the white paper. And now he's mining Bipcoin.
Wow. That's a big deal.
He sold Zcash and bought Bipcoin. And he did an interview. We did an hour tonight on the show on LR on Freedom Free Talk Live. It's rare he keeps someone on for an hour, but Derek Slopey and I did a 1 hour interview on the show tonight. I edited it down to the 35 minutes it is without the commercials. It's on the Freedom Fiend site and the Bipcoin site. But here's the ringing endorsement, first of all, before I get to the FBI part. So Ian Freeman is like an evangelist for this, and he's not an evangelist for a lot of altcoins and not
for like any altcoins.
Right. But he is the guy who turned Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, on to Bitcoin. Do you know that?
Mm-mm. I remember. Telling me that story once.
Roger Ver had never heard of Bitcoin. Ian's like, "Hey, you can mine this thing. It's kind of neat. It's worthless, but might be worth something someday." And that was back when you could mine on home computers. And Roger Ver owned a used computer shop and computer memory sales store, and just took all the computers in the shop and started mining Bitcoin on them. And he has $50 million worth of Bitcoin.
Yep,
that's confirmable. Like, you can look. For some reason, he has it in one wallet, or did for a while, but So the thing about the FBI, so, you know, FBI raided Ian's house a while back. They've tried to send Rich Paul in wearing a wire. And I want to say, the other day I was joking about stuff. I was not implying Rich Paul is working for the police. I think he is not working for the police. I think he, you know, went to prison. Like, they threatened him with 70 years. He would not wear a wire. He ended up serving a year. And I talked to somebody, they do that, like that, you know, if they don't really think they have a case, but they might, they'll give you the year and, you know, whatever.
Because they're just trying to intimidate you, and he just didn't bite.
Right. He's a good guy, is what I'm saying. But so he's weird, but good, but he isn't.
He's actually super smart. I think he has a very high IQ.
He's a computer programmer.
Yeah.
So he must be smart. He's a computer programmer. That is a certain level of smart. So Ian and I were talking, and, like, you know, 20 minutes we talked, and nothing really, like, secret or anything. A few, so, like, I told him about an idea I have for a new cryptocurrency after this one, and said, you know, this is secret, don't tell anyone, it's just in the planning phases, but told him about it, and then, you know, he said, yeah, I won't tell anybody, and I trust him. And then, like, we're all done, and, like, 10 minutes later, he sends me a message, oh, darn it, that whole conversation went out on LRN, Michael.
I heard it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I heard it, and I said, didn't he just say that that was a secret?
That's funny.
I thought you were kidding, like being sarcastic, maybe.
That's he and I were just staying on LRN because there wasn't a live show.
Yeah.
Oh. No, there was supposed to be a replay of Cody's previous day's show, week show, which is what Ian put on suddenly after he realized that.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Ian. Oh, and he said it was because he was too stoned on pot and marijuanas.
Blame it on the drugs.
He gets a lot done, so I'll let him slide on that one. But that's kind of a weird one to do if you're going to make one mistake, is broadcast a secret conversation. At least it wasn't on Free Talk Live. You know, it wasn't on, like, 180 stations.
Yeah, right. That would have been, yeah. Well,
yeah.
These things happen.
Yep. I'll be careful next time I talk secretly with Ian.
Yes. Yeah, you may not want to do it in the middle of recording a bunch of other shows.
That's the point. Yeah, it would have been better if I talked to him on the telephone.
Yeah, just mail him a burner phone.
It would have been more secure if I talked to him on his phone, which is probably tapped by the FBI.
Yeah, exactly.
They heard it either way, but, you know, dozens of other people heard it.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs by sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiendphone.
Pipcot No Gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
This is
Aspergertarians unite, baby.
Yeah. Jeremy has Asperger's, but we can't make fun of people with Asperger's because it's...
I allow it.
You allow it? Okay, but it's also, we'll lose half our hosts and half our listeners.
I don't think you'll lose half of them because most of them won't get it or they won't understand that it's supposed to be offensive to them. That's how it works.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't get it at first because I have no. I don't have it. I have. I don't know. I might be sociopathic though. I've been called that. No, I'm kidding.
No way.
So, hey, Nikki said word during the show during the break, like word, and I said, oh, you can't say that. So, there's a lot of things to remember from being on the Fiends before. There's a lot of new things. I thought we had this one when you were on, but. So, you know, people say word. It's like dated 80s hip hop slang for you speak the word. You speak the truth. I agree with you, brother, sister. So I have this friend, David Eric Luck, who plays now in the band called Counting Crows. And he played. He's a really good guitar player, but that's a sleepy band. But he also played in my band Slish back before he was famous. And he used to say worms, like making fun of the saying word. And I thought that was really funny. As far as I know, he invented it. I've never heard anyone else say it.
That's where it came from.
I forgot about it until Nima got on and he said word, like jokingly one day, because he's a rapper, but it's dated rapper slang. So I said, worms. And he just laughed his head off. I was like, man, that's great. I'm going to start saying that. And I explained it. So we've been saying it ever since. You know what? If you Google, anyone listening right now, Google this. Freedom Fiends, what does, and you type a W, it'll autofill worms mean.
Nice.
Enough people have searched that. So worms, we say all the time, and we decided to have a warrant canary. Do you know what a warrant canary is? Can someone explain? It's something that you say. You got it, Jeremy?
Oh, it's something you say is like a signal to let people know, right? Isn't it something
okay.
like that?
Okay. Note I to thought. Self, don't throw to people. What is it they say in court? A lawyer should never ask a question he doesn't know the answer to already. Don't throw to people.
Yeah.
You know they won't. And this is a teaching gospel. That's called throwing, when I toss something to you.
Yeah.
And you drop it at your feet and go,
Well, a canary is a bird.
Yeah, Jeremy sort of knows. Nikki doesn't know. Jeremy sort of knows. So there's this thing post 9/11 in America that I forget what it's called. It might be to do with the FISA courts, but it's that the law enforcement, federal law enforcement, are now allowed to contact you, question you, and then not jail you, like just ask you questions, intimidate you, and then send you back to your house. And you cannot legally tell a person about it, even an attorney. That is insanity, but that's America. So there's a thing called a warrant canary, which people have made. So, you know, they say, if I ever, like, they'll put on their website, like, we have not been contacted by the government this week. And they'll put the date and they'll renew that and put it up every week. And if it ever doesn't renew, they've been contacted by the government. So our warrant canary is if we ever start saying word instead of worms. So
okay, now I know.
It's a big thing to say, you don't say word on the Freedom Fiends. Nikki said I was Jim Jones tonight.
Well, you know, you do.
We are a high demand group,
and you do rail a lot against other cult leaders, you know, which could just be kind of a projection. So
I said that because someone else called you that leader of the Fiends cult.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Was that a friend or a foe? I can't even remember.
A foe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get into that in the next segment. The title of this show, by the way, is going to be The Insane Have Always Loved Me. That saying, The Insane Have Always Loved Me, was something that William S. Burroughs said. You guys know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Can you describe him?
He was an artist and writer.
Yep. Beatnik.
Yes.
Poet. Wore a suit. Go ahead, Nikki. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
Talk. I'm waiting for you to talk. I'm throwing to you. I didn't know if you had more or not.
No, I don't have any more to say.
Okay. I'll talk about. I'm going to stop throwing to you guys about pop culture references. I'll throw to you for opinions, but yeah, I'm the Jeopardy pop culture guy. So he was a guy. He was old. He was a beatnik. He was openly a heroin addict. He was a gentleman. He's a trust fund kid.
Fear and Loathing
kid. He's in. No.
I'm thinking of somebody else. Thank you.
The same people read both of those guys, though. All right.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof. You're special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this. And we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you. And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today, because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
Show.
Woohoo.
Nikki started with the 10 points everyone starts with, and did not lose any, even though we had some problems setting up her internet connection, because she's one of the beautiful people. But we got it fixed. She said, let me take care of this, I'll call you back, which, you know, gained you any the 1 point you lost. So
yep, so, I was prepared.
Tough crowd.
You know who's far ahead, though, in points right now? I don't even know how many he's got, but it's so many. Is Shane Radliff. Is that his name?
Yes,
I'll know his name now.
I should hope so.
So, first of all, he's been writing me here and there and saying, hi, I see you have an opening, a day where you only have you as the co-host. I'd like to volunteer. That gets points. The other thing is, I found out he is a stellar proofreader, and I write a lot of stuff, and occasionally it's for a mass audience, like a white paper, and he is really good at going through a 30-page document, finding the typos, and like not flagging things as typos. It's hard to be my editor or my proofreader because
he's kind of like... I can't imagine not to be
Jim Jones-esque, but and have an army, but of people.
Don't spill your Kool-Aid.
Well, Nikki, have you ever actually heard the theory that he was crazy but didn't actually make everyone drink the poison Kool-Aid? That
the first CIA, time,
no, oh. That the CIA went in and killed everybody because there were a few. They wanted to get rid of him, and they made it look like he did it.
I've heard that theory, but...
There are witnesses who survived who said there were men who came out of the jungles shooting people. You know, like, there are a couple of people, like, hid and played dead, and they said that there were... Or not a couple, like 20 or 30, I think, and said that there were people that came out of the jungles shooting people with AK-47s that they didn't recognize, that nobody knew.
So,
it's possible.
Interesting.
And people did not... Most of those people did not voluntarily drink the Kool-Aid. When people say, oh, you drank the Kool-Aid, it's a saying for, oh, you're voluntarily swallowing a bunch of BS. But those people were all murdered.
Yeah, he tricked them.
You know, like there were people were forced. Like, you know, the babies were given, it was forced down their throat. People who wouldn't drink it were shot. Yeah, because you know that because they ended up with a lot of leftover poison Kool-Aid and a lot of people were shot, and there were witnesses. But anyway, so the insane have always loved me, as William S. Burroughs, beatnik writer and great guy, actually did a record once with Kurt Cobain, spoken word record. Also, people probably know him from the old guy in the suit from the Nike commercial like 15 years ago, which is probably where he made the most money he ever made. Although he was a trust fund kid. His family was the Burroughs Adding Machine Company, which became IBM in the 50s.
Oh.
So he never wanted for drugs or money or cheap suits.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I've had a couple weird experiences lately. There's one guy, just insane people love me. And I'm also involved in, like, I run a radio show and I'll talk to almost anybody who writes me once. You know, like, Rush Limbaugh doesn't answer his fan mail. He doesn't answer when people write him, and doesn't answer. If he does, it's like either yelling at the person or, like, you know, he doesn't answer it. Those people don't answer as a person. They're too big and too busy.
He's a narcissist.
Kind of weird, yeah, I'm kind of in this weird place. Oh, narcissists answer mail sometimes.
Oh.
But he's just, he's
when they're bored.
Yeah, well, he's...
When
yeah,
they get something out of it.
Usually, yeah. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. Somebody like him is too big for that.
I'm at this weird phase of popularity and have been my whole life where there's so many people that like my stuff that it's kind of overwhelming, and there's not enough people liking my stuff that I make a living to where I can hire at the one thing, so where I can hire somebody to, like, answer my mail or go through it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a horrible place to be, huh?
So this guy wrote me tonight, or you wrote me yesterday. He's a computer programmer. I was like, you know, he's like, oh, I heard you guys on the show. Interesting concepts. I'm a programmer, blah, blah, blah. And immediately, because we need programmers, immediately I'm like, oh, do you have C++ experience with blockchain stuff? And he's like, oh, no, I'm kind of old school and semi-retired and don't do a lot anymore. But, and then he sent me this email that was probably 1,000 words. I mean, it was an essay. Ooh, I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
It was like
paragraphs, at least.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I would have deleted it otherwise. But, and you know, you could do paragraphs in Facebook posts so people know. It's, what is it? Can you hit the, enter and the
command? Spacebar, okay.
I think. Oh, and you're,
it's different on a Mac.
You're the beautiful people. I forgot. You have your own language. So the guy, like, you know, wrote me this kind of glowing email and kind of glowing, but kind of like self glowing about himself. But just mainly just asking a lot of questions and giving me a lot of opinions that were kind of off the very short topic, which was really, can you come work for me for free on this project? And he said no in the first sentence and then wrote this long email. Now, I wrote him back. This is the mistake. I should have blocked him right there. I wrote him back and said, and I'm not going to say his name. He's another he who cannot be named because he's like, I'll get there. So he immediately, like, I wrote him back and said, hey, you know, I don't have time for a lot of long back and forth emails. I'm a very busy guy. There's like 100 people a week I speak regularly with. You know, I'm doing a bunch of different projects. I would say if you want to say this stuff or ask this stuff, post it as a comment on the Freedom Fiend site or the bitcoin.org site, and I'll probably make a short answer, but then maybe other people could jump in and, you know, like, I'm not going to answer emails this long line by line ever. And and he wrote back this kind of like, well, I don't know, man, if you're, you know, he sounded a little hurt. Like, I understand, but, you know, I put a lot of time into that. I would hope that you, and immediately I was like, okay, he's expecting things. He's trying to forge a relationship with me where I owe him something. Like, you know, he spent a lot of time in it. And I'm like, doesn't matter. You know, I didn't ask for it. And he said, hey, you're the one that was asking for help, you know, and now you're telling me you don't want to talk to me. And I wrote back and I was like, yeah, you said in your first sentence of your answer, you can't help me. So after that, you know, it's like just clutter. And it sounds kind of sociopathic to say, like, someone who can't help me with my goals is kind of clutter, but it kind of is, because I'm trying to do all these giant projects of art and technology that take years. Jeremy, I've talked to you many times.
Yes.
You're one of the exceptions. And well, the Fiends are kind of an exception too, but it's also a trade-off. Like if somebody becomes more of a hassle than it's worth to do shows with them, I fire him. I've fired 15 people over the years from the show.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I was just
Including both of you. I think Nikki quit.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I fire you. I don't know. But so anyway, we
I don't think it's sociopathic at all. You said it may be sociopathic that you do that. I don't think it is. That's just
no. You can't talk to everybody.
I have goals and business.
And this is a business dealing essentially. I mean, yeah. Yes, you were asking him to do work for free, but you were upfront about that. So it's not
and
like
it's for something that the white paper basically has a plan for once it's done in beta for money to come in to pay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like, yeah, so that like, I just thought.
So he hadn't read it yet though. And that's one of the things I said, like, you know, I answered one of his questions and then said that thing of like, I don't have time to do this besides read the white paper. I don't even remember the order of it. Maybe he had read the white paper. I get so many things a week like this that,
you need a disclaimer.
I need a disclaimer.
Yeah, yeah, like thumbs up means conversation's over.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. That's funny because someone said that to me recently on Facebook. They said, Michael, I always get the impression when you give a thumbs up, it means conversation's only over. Yep. And I did not reply. Yep. Like, yep. It's over. So anyway, this guy like, wrote me back, like a really short email that said, hey, I went through your white paper and I made a list of suggestions and it's attached. Take care. And I looked through the list. It was like 6 or 7 type pages, which like now I'm interested. Like, okay, he can't help program, but maybe he can help, you know, give suggestions. I mean, you don't have to be able to speak that computer language to know about computing enough and cryptocurrencies to give a suggestion. Another thing too is like cryptocurrencies and being on radio attract people who are high maintenance because radio people think you could get them attention and get them heard. And people into cryptocurrencies, like even if it's not your goal of like, I want to get rich quick, like everyone in cryptocurrency knows someone who's gotten rich or has heard stories. So like it attracts a lot of people who, and this guy also is genuinely interested. I'll say this so he doesn't like stalk me and kill me. And it's true. He is genuinely interested in the same goal of mine of as me with this of decentralized DNS. So there I said it. So don't kill me in my sleep.
Well, you can keep him as a friend.
But he wrote back this okay, he sent me a PDF.
You said it was like a long 6 or 7.
Yeah, pages, and I went through it. I started looking at it. I was like, how long is this? And I scrolled to the bottom, and then there was a paragraph at the bottom, and I jumped to that because it was kind of, I could tell it was not part of the notes. It was signing off. And it was this like gritted teeth writing, like, you know, I went to a lot of work here to help you tonight. And if you appreciate it, cool. But if you say bad things about me or, you know, basically, I'm going to track you. Like, I'm going to become your enemy. If you say anything to anybody,
man.
Yeah. I deleted it unread. Even if there's a good thing in it, I'm never going to use it. I mean, I didn't really get any of the points in it. I read to see that it was what it was and then went to the end, scrolled through it. I deleted it. I blocked his email. He's gone. Like, this happens to me twice a month, my whole life. It's weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, look what you've been in. You went from punk rock to, you know, writing a book, doing a book about how to make a movie.
I'm always on the edge, is what you're saying. I'm always on the edge, and the edge is where the weirdos hang out. That's going to be the topic of the rest of the show.
Yeah. And the show is 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
I know. It's the loons. That's a good point.
The loon 2 hours.
It's the unemployable loons with insomnia worried. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I was employable before I was
I have a job.
I employ myself, technically.
And or Jeremy. And or loons.
Well, I'm actually both because I had to work for myself because I'm not really employable.
Okay, we're out. We'll be back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Hi, I didn't see you there, audience.
Hello.
Seriously, come in.
Take a seat.
So real quick, Freedom Fiends, teaching hospital minute. So Nikki said during the break, you know, I really have to get back into the rhythm of doing a show with you, Michael. And I'm like, and let's explain that real briefly. I want to say that there is a rhythm to doing a show on radio live, and there's a rhythm to doing it with certain people and with other people on the show. So Nikki's not being awkward. It's just like, I forgot, like, oh, you know, throw to this person. Jeremy missed the ball too. And he's, you know,
this is true. So I forgot Warren Canary. My bad.
You'll be fine.
For shame.
In a week or two, you'll be leading shows. You'll be a first chair fiend within a month.
Cool.
You know, the person I call when I can't lead a show. So I'm leading my followers in the fiend cult. We're going to talk about this guy named Dalton. Do you got this this email?
Yes. There?
Okay. So Dalton is a guy who used to be a huge Freedom Fiends fan. Donated like $10 a month for, I think it was $10 a month for like 9 months maybe. And gave me $50. You know, I was like looking for donations. I said on Facebook, I'm looking for donations for this thing related to Bitcoin. Can anyone help? And he private messaged me and said, yeah, I can give you $50. And like, I gave him the address he was supposed to send it to. It was basically to help bribe, you know, an exchange to get Bitcoin on another exchange, which is kind of how it works. That's a dirty little secret, which I said last night to Ian. That was, you know, one of the secrets I told him was that it's a dirty little secret. It's out now because he broadcast the conversation. Yeah. So you heard it right, Nick.
Yeah, that pay-to-play business.
Yeah, it's a pay-to-play thing, like with bands. That's in cryptos. A lot more than with bands, because bands are usually broke, and, you know, cryptos, everyone thinks they're going to have money. So he said he could send it. I gave him the Bitcoin address to send it to. And he may say, Michael's lying, because I may be confusing this with three other people. There were two other people that were trying to help me. There were three altogether. And I don't remember. I get mixed up. I talk to so many people all the time, and so many people want to talk to me, which doesn't mean I'm cool. It just means I'm a sucker and will talk to people, basically, that I get things confused of what someone said. So I'm pretty sure the way it went down was he has screenshots of all of it. I'm blocked from seeing his page now, but you can go check the screenshots, because he posted them and said, this proves I'm a bad person. And everyone who read it, you know, he tagged all my friends and they read it and said, no, this proves Michael's good and you're bad, Dalton. So starting from a bad place, like trying to denigrate me without much or any evidence, like basically. So then I realized that cryptocurrency exchange does not take crypto node coins, the kind we are. Very few do. There's like 7 or 8 out of like 50. So I immediately wrote him and the other two people back, hey, don't send that. They don't take this kind of coin. You know, you didn't send it yet, right? And he's like, no, I didn't send it yet. I said, good. And I said, well, if you still want to chip it in, I could probably use it for something. And he's like what? And I'm like, you know, reading 4 other emails, busy. And I'm like, I don't know. I've always wanted to try buying some Google ads. You know, because Ian Freeman does that, but he has a lot more money, his show does, than we do. Bigger audience. And they take ads. We pretty much don't. We give our ads away, mostly to like antiwar.com, people like that. Mm-hmm. And Cell 411.
Yeah.
And, you know, jury nullification, Fiji.org. So, you know, I said, yeah, I'll probably do that with it. You know, I'd like to do that with it. And he's like, okay, you sent it to me. A couple days later, I had this bill come up, Freedom Fiend streaming server. I was about to lose it. And if you lose it, it's hosed. Like, none of the Fiends apps will work, right? You know, I'd have to re-upload, like, 5 years of stuff. Like, it would be a major problem. And I was $50 short. It was $200. I'd gotten 100 in donations. I had 50 in my pocket. I paid 50 out of my pocket. And I had the 50 he sent me. And, I used it for that. And a couple days later, he was like, hey, just following up, you know, how that thing go that, you know, how the Google ads go, you know, you're getting a lot of results from it. And first of all, I'm like, ugh, you know, you don't even get measurable results from $50 in ads. But I was like, you know, I spent it on this other thing. I admitted it. And he got flipped out. He's like calling me a thief. And I was like, hey, I didn't steal it. I'll send it back to you right now. Because I had some money for Christmas presents because I'd sold something else. So I had some money. He has been, I sent it back to him. Case closed. He's been like haranguing me and hassling me. And he's sending me like almost threatening emails now. We're going to read one when we get back. I'm done with this guy. Never going to have contact with him again. Not even going to read his emails. He sends them spam folder. Not reading them, not taking phone calls. She shows up at my house. No way, man. This guy's never going to physically get his words in my head again.
We'll right on. Back.
You got to block these weenies at the source. At your own head.
Weenies.
Block the weenies at the source.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government License is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government License, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIP Strong bracelets, BIP Cut stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Back on the air right now.
I'm so busy looking at that email you wanted me to look at it and have my little pie screen up thing.
Yeah.
So, pizza's great.
Does Nikki have the intro for a second? He's distressed.
Sure, this is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017, in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah.
So we're back. Feel it,
Nikki? Yeah.
Yeah. Nikki works hard and...
More coffee.
Can I say you haven't slept on the air?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's for legal reasons. It's just because you've been working a lot.
I'm not
right?
driving. Yeah, yeah. It's, I've been just trying to get some projects done before the end of the year, so I can actually take a vacation.
You. I've actually been getting more done by far than ever, and it's because I'm not on Facebook. And you know why I'm not on Facebook?
Because of dum dums.
Yeah,
you were punished.
Yeah.
So somebody used the mighty Facebook powers against you.
It's almost like the state and
kind of.
Yeah. So it's Cantwell just, got childish. Me blocked. Cantwell got me blocked for something that was actually like within the. I told that whole story last week. So Cantwell's apparently not dead from meth and did not sell his microphones. Maybe he pawned them because he has them back. That's possible.
Or maybe it was all a stunt to get more.
I don't think so. He's really skinny, and it doesn't look good skinny. And he used to be fat. And I know he works out some, but
Michael.
It's the nootropics. Yeah, nootropics. Maybe the tropes. Nooped. Newts.
Oh yeah, he takes that modafinil stuff, right?
Modafinil.
I have no idea what it is, but that's just funny.
Yeah. Like so that.
Modafinil. No, it really is. It's a nootropic.
Anyway, wrong resentment. We're on to somebody else. Okay, so here's the thing.
He got you banned for a day, and that's where you're going.
Yeah, he got me banned for a day, and Dalton was like screaming at me and trying to turn all my friends against me, which backfired because A, they all unfriended him. B, oh, that's that was Angela.
All right. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it's the laugh track. Lady laugh track.
Yeah, if you forget about that with the app, because it just goes silent for what, like 20 seconds?
30 seconds. Yeah, there's a reason for that. And it's not to make it come up surprisingly, which is an interesting byproduct. It's because with this interface I use, with the player I used to produce this, you know, the player they have for that application for Android production, it's basically made to make a playlist of music that plays continuously, and there's no option to turn it off to go to the next thing after one plays. So it would go like Not a Guarantee, and then go right into Allegedly, and then go right into Angela Talking. And I'm like, how can I fix this? And I said, okay, 30 seconds of silence after each one. And that works. But if you forget about it, it just plays the other one, usually at an opportunely inopportune moment in an amusing way like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, this kid, Dalton, who is never going to be mentioned on the show again. I'm never going to talk about him again unless he does something crazy. Like, you know, unless really crazy.
Like to redeem himself or like water tower crazy?
No, no. If he doesn't, like what?
Like water tower crazy, like climbing the water tower. Like,
no.
Like
swatting me, getting me swatted. Somebody told me he was planning on getting me swatted. I don't even know who the person is, like a stranger. Well, I don't believe it either, but, you know, it's pretty. Here's the thing. Like, he is insane. Like, I don't want to say that. That's he's acting insane.
Allegedly.
And,
I should get mine out.
He's not going to do anything crazy.
Not a guarantee.
And we think he's a very serious person who should be taken very seriously at all times.
That was good.
Laugh. That took some work. I'm gonna miss that laugh.
All right. So, well, it's gonna be replaced by other lady laugh tracks, like ladies who are in the show still. So, you don't stay in the. I don't try to scrub people from the earth. Like, you know, I don't take. Although I did have to tonight, so Jeremy could edit the show. I had to like move his permissions on the Fiend site from reader to author. So because I immediately I'll show him.
I was a lowly subscriber for the.
But
past
these are
month.
People like who agree to be in the world with me. Scott Dalton is like. To be in the world. You've agreed to be in the world with me. That sounded like Jim Jones, man. Who I want to have interactions with. Here's the thing. The people we're talking about, and you guys are going to talk about some more probably when I'm done, but the guy I talked about in the first hour and the guy I'm talking about now are people I no longer want to talk to. I've made it very clear to them. I never want to have anything to do with them. This is the sign of someone who's, I don't want to use the word crazy or even sociopathic, but I use the word serenity vampires in my book, User's Manual for the Human Experience.
That is such a great term.
Yeah.
And it really, DJ came up with it. And it really describes people who just want to be in your life when you don't want them to be. You know, they're not quite real stalkers, and they're not quite, you know, like they're not breaking your arm and putting you in the hospital. But they're people that, you know, like suck your serenity or try to. What
yeah.
did you say, Nikki?
Through the computer. No, who was the guy that killed John Lennon?
They all start out like this and end up like that. Yeah,
gives me that creepy kind of vibe.
which he thought he had a relationship with John Lennon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and this is weird too, because like we're talking about people who I've talked to. So they sort of had a relationship with me at one time. But here's the thing, man. No means no. When I say get out of my life, get out of my life. And it's not going to work well for you if you don't. And that's no threat to anybody. But it's like, okay, picture Dalton. Like, he's a libertarian guy, has a lot of libertarian friends on the internet. Pisses off like 120 people trying to make me into some kind of villain I'm not. He even still, what does his website say, Nikki? I can't see it. I saw it the other day, but I'm blocked.
The profile picture?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. He has a new profile picture that says donation theft.
Yeah. Which is like, and it's like,
I don't understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's a picture of the skyline and then it says donation theft, like kind of hard to read. Like
with a galaxy,
Michael will get this and everyone will know, but I can pretend I didn't say it. You know, that's how he is. Like, he was a member of what's that church? Jehovah's Witnesses, who, I'm going to be careful what I say about him. Cause they're like, you know, Scientology, like the kind of people that have, Scientology sues people and harasses people that talk bad about them.
Allegedly.
And, I don't know if the Jehovah's Witnesses sue people, but I have heard even Dalton, like on his site, on a lot of his posts, if you go look at his page, most of his posts that aren't about liberty are about how horrible the Jehovah's Witnesses are and how they harass people that try to leave them. He learned that from them. He's doing that to me. I believe that's what's going on. You know?
Not a guarantee.
So
he could just be a drama queen.
He's an extreme drama queen. Yeah. He posted that, you know, I had shaken his faith in liberty. So
yes, that
but he's obviously sitting at home fapping right now, listening to this live because he gets off on it. But, you know, it's getting kind of dire. So like, here's the thing, like what he's ruined for himself and is going to ruin more if he keeps messing with me is that, if he ever goes to a Liberty event, there are going to be like 75 people there who hate his effing guts. Oh, that was an accident. It just kept playing. You know, like I'm not saying he can't go to a Liberty event because people will kill him. They won't. He can't go to a Liberty event because people are going to be laughing at him in his face going like, oh, that's the guy. So basically, he has relegated himself to being a libertarian on the internet only. And most of his friends on there have blocked him.
Wow.
Because he's harassing me.
Yeah, but unfortunately, most libertarians do live on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, this whole situation could have been avoided if maybe both of you guys had picked up the phone and talked. Maybe
I wouldn't give that guy my phone number. Are you serious?
I figured you had a drone-proof phone.
It's the whole thing. Like, it really did get out of hand for no reason. Because once you offered to and gave him his money back, it was done. Like, that was it.
That's the part you're not understanding, Nikki. Of like,
I wasn't.
There was no phone call required after I gave him his money back.
Yeah, that was the end of the story.
Yeah, no, I know. And he was manipulative and used the money to try to keep his hooks in you. And I totally understand that because it's happened to me before too.
That someone who's acting this way would have been calm if I'd called him on the phone?
I don't know. I don't know him.
Well, you've had a dealing with him.
Yeah.
You blocked him on Facebook.
I think I did, and I think it was just for him being obnoxious, just like very brutalist, which annoys me.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to carry this into another GD segment because we don't have enough time to do it. Let's try to get it over with. So he sent me this email. Like, he's never going to get to my head again. He's never going to talk to me. I'm never going to see anything he does. But I checked my email. He was in the spam folder because I sent him there, but it's going to not even go in there from now on. So 2 days ago, he sent me, he got me blocked. He got me kicked off of Facebook for 3 days for cyberbullying because I posted something he posted publicly and like said, boy, what a wuss. Basically, that was it.
Yeah.
He said I was cyberbullying him, got me kicked off. And I know he did that because it was about him. And like 2 days earlier, I thought he got kicked me off with the Cantwell thing, but he said, no, I didn't do that, but I wish I had. I'd like to twist the knife into you more.
That was
sociopathic. And that's what leads to this next part of like, somebody told me he's swatting. He might might want to swat me, and I am believing it. And all right, read. Ah, we don't have time.
Okay. What does swatting mean?
That's where you call the police and pretend to be, you fake the address and you fake the phone number and you say, "This is Nikki Darling. My roommate's trying to murder me. He's got a gun. He's
described."
Yeah, like people have gotten murdered doing this. It's murdering people over the internet, basically getting the police to murder people.
Ooh.
It's also like, you know, 20 years in prison. They've passed laws against it specifically. But
yeah, that is pretty much. And they started that as a like pranks with celebrities out in Hollywood, and then it just exploded from there.
Yeah, well, I talked to my police today. The police in my town.
My police.
Them, you know,
police.
Call me on. Talk to me if this happens.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers, and some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any tomfoolery. So go with AgoristHosting.com. And if you want to get your foot in the door with decentralized marketplaces, Agorist Hosting is now offering Open Bazaar Hosting. Go to agoristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted Now.
We got some happy stuff to talk about that we've been pushing down to the cracks of me dealing with weenies. So from now on this show, if we ever have to talk about Dalton Adair, he's going to be he who cannot be named. I've decided Cantwell we can now name again because he's being so funny. There's a lot of material there with Cantwell. So... Dalton got me kicked off of Facebook. It was actually a gift because I've gotten so much done since it happened that, all right. So he sent me an insane letter tonight. And basically the only reason I'm reading this is because I think it's hilarious that he's telling me what to do still. Like after driving away all our mutual friends, driving away half of his, some of his friends, people getting really, really mad at him. People I don't even know got mad at him. Oh, by the way, I have now raised $625 in donations of people who said, "Hey, here's some money because you had to deal with that idiot. Spend it on anything you want. I don't care."
Wow.
Like, over and over, like 7 or 8 donations that were to that effect.
So that's awesome.
This should happen more often. So read this crazy letter he wrote me today, and you'll figure out why he's out of my life. He's gone. Period.
All right. Michael, I have been emailed my own contact details.
Speak up, son, like you're on radio. Start over and speak up like you're on. I can't hear you. You're mumbling.
I apologize. Michael, I have been emailed my own contact details from an email account I do not recognize.
Hang on. Who's like screwing with their microphone? It's as loud as Jeremy. Nikki?
Maybe it was me. I just touched it. Sorry.
Okay. Did you hear it, Jeremy?
Yeah.
It was really loud. It's really bad radio. That's what you're... This is a teaching hospital, and Nikki's great, people, believe it or not. I mean, you'll know in a couple weeks. You'll be like, man, she's great. Where has she been all this time? She hasn't slept. She forgot everything about radio. We can hear everything the mic is doing. That sounded almost as loud as Jeremy. All right.
I had no idea.
All right. That's what your mute button's for. Remember the mute button on Fiend Phone? That's what the mute button's for. Or turn down the slider. Thanks. All right, Jeremy, let's start over.
Take it from the top one more time. Michael, I have been emailed my own contact details from an email account I do not recognize named We See You. this is clearly harassment that can be interpreted as a threat. In addition to this, strange Facebook accounts have attempted to contact me and friends of mine. I would point out to you that I very recently provided you with my mailing address. I would greatly appreciate if during your very next broadcast, you would make it clear that you do not condone this kind of behavior and that you expect fans and friends to leave me and my friends alone.
Leave him alone. What's that video of leave somebody alone? It's some crying Nancy boy. It went viral. It's got like a billion hits.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Custer.
Who is it about? It was about some
Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Leave Britney alone.
Yeah, that's what this is reminding me of.
How do I know that?
I don't know. I would like to point out additionally that since our disagreement, including this email, that I have not contacted or attempted to contact you or your friends. To my knowledge, none of my friends have done so either. Thank you, Dalton Adair.
Yeah, Adair, but getting me kicked off of Facebook after telling me he wished he had because he could twist the knife. I would say that's contacting me. It's having Facebook do his bidding for him. But since I heard this rumor about him wanting to swat me, and then I got this email tonight, I did not give anyone his contact info. I didn't even think I had it because I deleted everything I had from him, including, like, you know, cancel the recurring $10 a month from PayPal. But I actually went and looked. I had Gmail doesn't delete everything until you clear the trash. So I had his address, his home address, his home phone number, everything in my, not phone number, no, just his address, in my trash. And I got it and I sent it to five friends of mine after I got this letter from him, 2 days after he claims he got this creepy email. You know, you can find anybody's home address on, it's not hard. Or you can pay like $20 and their services, it'll do it. I didn't give it to anybody before this letter. I don't know the people that are contacting him, but I gave it to five of my friends tonight because, you know, if I get swatted, I want people to know that who did it or who probably did it. Yeah. Makes sense. I've talked to my, the police in my town and told them, like, hey, someone's possibly threatening to swat me. You know, if you get a SWAT thing, like, come by and talk to me before you shoot me.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
There we are.
And the MWD's probably still pottying.
Peepy kitty. Peepy kitty.
In the litter box.
I hope so. Poor DJ, you know, I mean, come on.
She's got to clean it up.
What are you talking about?
How was the litter box?
What? The litter box? Let me in on a joke. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we were just talking about how you were using the restroom. And
oh, I was using the litter box.
Someone said litter box.
I said pee-pee kitty. I said pee-pee kitty because, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so more teaching hospital on the radio. Nikki. Remember you said before the show, you know, we're talking about what words you can say. And I said some of them are context dependent. And I said, can you say poop? And I said, yeah, absolutely. But you cannot say, you know, I can't even say it. It was like another context of it. Your thing you said about that wasn't that close. I mean, it wasn't that thing, but it was kind of in the realm of it. It was kind of, there's an FCC thing called you shouldn't have prurient speech. Believe it or not, that would fall under prurient speech. And there's no FCC list. There's no list. Talking about a person pooping in their bathroom, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to say what it is. So, also, more likely than that, that's the kind of thing that station directors don't really like. So even if it's not an FCC violation, like GD is not an FCC violation, but you can darn well bet that, you know, most
get kicked off the stations.
Yeah, it'll offend people.
Yeah, so just a teaching hospital moment there. I was gonna say, you know, like don't You can't really don't make jokes that you'd make to your 7-year-old nephew. Like worry more about like your audience being, you know, the 75-year-old grandpa driving his kids from the VFW picnic to church. Although I don't know why he's doing that at 3 a.m. on a weeknight, but you know, like, and wearing a reindeer sweater, like that's.
I don't know, but I think I actually want to hang out with that guy. He sounds like kind of a party.
Yeah. So, by the way, in case you forgot, Nikki, I point out things on the air instead of saying during the break. Yeah. And people are wondering, like, why does he do that? They really are a cult. And I know it's because this is a teaching hospital. Like, right now I'm moving with my mic. Listen, Nikki.
Yeah. I can hear it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I want to talk about something that can actually save people's lives and keep them out of prison, which is more important than poop. So we were talking about warrant canaries earlier, and we are going to get back to the insane have always loved me, and the insane have apparently also loved you too, also, and we're going to talk about that. But so there's this thing called TrueCrypt, you know, talking about warrant canaries. So TrueCrypt was this really, really kick butt encryption program that some people made. It had been vetted by security professionals. It was free. It was available for Linux, Windows, and I believe Macintosh. Let me check. Mm-hmm. But so it disappeared one day. Basically, you know, it was going strong. Hundreds of thousands of people were using it. It's pretty easy to use. It had great tutorials. You could do all sorts of things with it, too. You could, like, encrypt a volume, encrypt your whole computer, your whole hard disk. That's what they were afraid when they captured Silk Road guy, Ross Ulbricht. When they captured him in the library and they went in with guns pointed at him. I mean, part of that's because they like the histrionics of doing that. And part of it is because they actually were worried he was going to press some like 2-key combination to encrypt his whole hard drive, which you can do with TrueCrypt. So, and you could also set up like 2 encrypted drives, one that's invisible that they can't see it as an encrypted drive, and the other that is. So if, you know, they're about to beat you with a rubber hose and throw you in prison and they say, oh, well, you know, you gotta give us your password or we're gonna throw you in prison and you'll get raped for the rest of your life. You can decrypt like okay and decrypt, you know, the one drive that they could see. And you know, what I would put in there is like stuff that's embarrassing, but you know, like some really kinky weird adult porn, like some you know, a list of like failed diets, like make up a spreadsheet of like, well, I tried, you know, like and like something people wouldn't want people to see.
Or really over the kind of over the top diary.
I was just gonna say, yeah, or or like the first chapter of a horrible novel. You'd be
there. You go.
Yeah, so that's, you know, you have that in there, and so TrueCrypt exists. So a couple of years ago, all of a sudden, out of the blue, the TrueCrypt website went from being really great to suddenly looking like an AOL homepage from 1993. I mean, the web design was horrible. There were suddenly typos on it. It was giant text, like amateurs do when they do web design. And it said, we have decided that our program is no longer secure. So we've issued a new update that all it can do is decrypt your encrypted. You should not use any of the previous versions. They're not safe. And we recommend instead that people use BitLocker by Microsoft.
Whoa. Like,
what? Which is a program that admits it has a backdoor.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, this is insane. What happened? People figured, you know, the general theory is that it was their warrant canary, even though they'd never set one up. It was like the government said, you know, we're going to throw you in prison, even though you're not breaking the law. We're going to ruin your life in some way. Unless, or maybe they paid them billions of dollars. Who knows? But more likely the first thing. And they, you know, they said you have to, you know, make a version of it that only decrypts, does not encrypt, and then say that the, you know, the program is no longer secure. So they did that. And like a bunch of security professionals audited the last good version and said it's still secure.
Mm.
So I have the versions for Windows, Linux, and Mac of, you know, the night before, like, you know, the last working versions that are fine. And I'm going to be releasing them this weekend the torrents, on the Freedom Fiends torrents. And it also includes the PDF of how to use it. Don't ask me questions. It's all in there. I learned to use it from that. So what I'm doing now is I'm carrying a copy of everything secure. Like, not things that, you know, not things I'm really hiding so much, but like all of my private information that I would need to start my life over if, like, our house burned down while I was out at the doctor's, you know, or if everything got robbed and stolen. So I'm carrying on my keychain one of those really cool USB keychain things that's like metal. It looks great. And, you know, it's like kind of water resistant on my keychain that's completely encrypted. And, you know, with a copy of the program that's unencrypted to unencrypt it. So if something happened to everything I have, you know, we could start our life over, our computer life over. It's even got, like, you know, all the intros and outros and fiend stuff and passwords. And, like, there's no, like, the government cannot get into this. So if I lose it, I don't have to change all my passwords. I would just make a new one. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say I recommend people do that, because I'm not going to recommend any sort of particular security technique. But, you know, it's a good one. So
I want to look into it.
Yeah, but having a backup's important.
Yeah, and having it with you is a good idea.
Yeah,
that's even better. I like that, because I always worry about that. I mean, I have, you know, a couple of removable drives that I have most of my, you know, I have all my important stuff on.
Don't use this for your only backup, but, you know, have it for a third backup.
No, that's what I'm saying. That, you know, that's another good option. I like that.
Yeah, because in a fire, what would you grab first, your backups or your pet?
My pet.
Yeah.
My pet, yeah. And, you know, probably.
Well, if my backups on my keychain, I'm gonna grab both. Luckily, because I'm probably gonna grab both of those things. The dog, or dogs, depending on how many I have here at the time, and the car keys are coming with me. So,
yeah,
the snake unfortunately may not make it. I'll do my best, but, you know,
he might resist.
He won't resist, but he's lived a long life at this point. I don't know. I don't even know how long those things are supposed to live.
So we're going to talk. You guys are going to tell a couple stories about people who've been a hassle in your life. Did I have something else about that guy, Dalton? I think there was. I don't remember what.
I can't. Or,
anyway,
were we talking about psychological labels?
No, I was basically just saying, I guess the final redemption. There's not much redemption, but it's basically like, you know what, this guy thinks like I'm getting into his life and I'm not doing anything. Like, I tried to get him out of my life and forget him. He kept pulling me in. He kept saying things about me to my friends and they kept yelling at him. You know, he got me blocked off of Facebook. He wants to twist the knife in me. He tells me that he's devoting an insane amount of, he's obsessed with me. So I'm probably not helping that by talking about him on the radio. But so really, like, he feels unsafe now because some, I don't know, fan of mine who I don't even know probably got his address and is sending him taunting emails. That's what he said in that email. And he wants me to tell people to stop. So I can't tell people to stop. I can, but it's not going to work. It's probably going to do the opposite.
Wow.
Anyway, Google the Streisand effect. If I tell people, don't bother this guy, they're going to go bother this guy. But we read his letter where he said for me to, and telling me, like he said, I want you to tell your audience. Like, that's insane.
Well, you don't condone it. That's what he wanted you to tell everybody.
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny now that I heard about it.
Oh.
I'm not going to say, like, kudos to whoever did it and keep doing it, but, you know, here's what I'll say. If that guy wants to be left alone by people who are white knighting me, that's not even the word, but, you know, people who are sticking up for me, basically, and see that he's being stalkerish with me, he needs to just forget I exist, quit putting little, like, pokey notes to me, you know, on his headline of his Facebook page, and
let's just everybody
banning me and
passive aggressive.
Yeah, let's just everybody move on. Stay blocked. No banning each other.
He won't though. I don't think he will. I think he's gonna like keep poking me to the point where I'm guessing. Well, in my experience with this kind of people.
Yeah, well, then I guess he's not legitimately scared of, you know.
Yeah.
As he seems in this letter, and then in that case, I guess he.
I think he made the thing up. Really, I think
he could have very well.
He could have
just hit me.
Yeah.
It may have happened. You know, I don't know. It's, you know, stuff like, because people get crazy in situations like this. So when you know,
on the internet, especially, it kind of amplifies everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were mad at him too, because he tried to tag my friends and turn them against me, and it had the Streisand effect big time. So anyway.
Well, the letter reminds me of like an ex-girlfriend who's been broken up with, and she really wants to get back in his life, so she calls him and says, I have an STD and you need to blah blah blah.
Yeah. There you go. So he's being an STD.
He's being an STD.
He's like herp. Call him that. He's the herp.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Yes, we are, Mike.
Yeah. So, we're going to have some redemption. Not.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me. It's going to be you guys telling similar stories of woe. I was thinking about having you set, like, I don't know if we got time for both of them. I was trying to say, like, whose is crazier? Whose has some redemption? Like, both of you were like, ugh. So I thought about having you try to tell them at the same time, but I don't think we'll do that. That'd be a mess. So, but I thought about something about this guy we've been talking about most of the show. I'm already practicing not saying his name. So,
I was going to say the new he who not shall not be named.
Yeah. So I thought of a possibility based on your, like, you know, Nikki's, or you guys saying he's like someone who tries, you know, ex-girlfriend that tells you you have something wrong to try to get you into. So I'm wondering if he said he got an email. What was it, from an unknown source or something? Or weird?
Yeah, he said from an email he didn't recognize that said, yeah. We see you.
Well, that was a similar email with a different name that didn't make sense of the person who sent me. Said, hey, I'm just trying to warn you as a friend. You know, I'm a friend of Dalton's, and he's talking about maybe swatting you. I think it's all, what if it's all him?
Oh.
You know, either.
It could be all him or.
Different personalities of him.
Or just to play devil's advocate, it could be somebody messing with both of you.
Yeah, or someone that's who just true. Likes to, you know, who thinks like, oh, last couple of Freedom Fiends are kind of boring. I love this show. I'll spice it up. it could be another fan, you know, with fans like these.
Yeah, so, but you have no...
What, Nikki?
I was going to say, you have no idea how many people have sock accounts in this community. Just multiple.
I think handfuls. Liberty is really just about 25 people in their socks.
Oh, I yeah. There's a couple of groups on Facebook I used to belong to that for the longest time we found one at Cantwell's.
That's funny. We found one at Cantwell's socks and blocked it the other day after I came back from the Cantwell block, because I'd blocked Cantwell, or he blocked me something before. So when I came back, I posted some non-Nazi type stuff making fun of Cantwell, mostly like him in various shades of homelessness. And somebody I'd never heard of commented like, "No, man, you don't know. Cantwell's doing better financially than ever, you cuck." And I was like, you know, I said, "Oh, I blocked another one of his buddies, White Nighters." And Steve Miller's like, "White Nighters? That's him, dude." And I was like, "Oh my God." And I went and looked at his page, and it was like, the family looked like the family in the frame when you buy the frame. Like, and it was like perfect white family. Oh, he said he had a Prius, which he probably picked because no one would think it's him. So, yeah, but so that guy's gone. People are gone. Yeah, so I guess at this point I'm getting upset about like various parts of the same person's personality, or different, you know, the five lobes of the person's two sides of their brain. I don't know. So really quick, who's got a story? Who's got a good story that's true from your life?
Do you want to tell yours, Jeremy?
Sure, I could.
Well, you got like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
My story started kind of in a crazy house, so it's fitting. I've told the story before. My mom put me in rehab when I was younger because she thought I had a drinking problem, and it was attached to a place that also dealt with kids who had behavioral issues, as they put it, but it was basically a crazy house for juveniles. Anyway, I met this one guy who, you know, I stayed in touch with a couple people, and this one guy seemed pretty nice at the time. And like, after we got out, you know, over the years, he would keep calling me and try to set up meetings and want to come hang out. And every time he would increasingly tell different stories about the last time we had hung out, which didn't actually happen. And like, it was just, and I would move and change my number, and he would still manage to find me again, and he would travel up here.
You didn't
and
I would change get your number because of him. You would just move anyway, right?
Well, one time I did change. One time I ended up doing it because of him. But the other times it was just coincidence that I did. But he still moving and changing. We had nothing to do with him. But it just, he still managed to find me over and over and over again. And there was a couple of times like he managed to come. One time he went up to PA when Pennsylvania, when I still lived there, and then there was a couple of times he came up here, and. It was just insane. Like, and when I would tell him, like, none of this stuff happened. Like,
his
I don't know.
Name Mike. I think.
Yes. Yes.
Did his last name begin with an L?
No. But
okay, then it's not the guy I went to boarding school with who, like, no. Did things like that to me afterwards.
Oh yeah, after no, school. It was just crazy, and it was.
That would have been really weird, though.
Yeah.
If you're like, yes. Second letter Y. Yes.
Yeah, no, that would be a little too freaky, but
yeah, no.
Finally, he just disappeared out of my life after like the last move and phone number change and stuff like that. But it was for like a decade, and just like the story just got more and more insane. I was like, where do you come up with this stuff?
Yeah.
But like I said, I guess where I met him, it's kind of fitting. But
true.
What are you gonna do?
It's been a good show, you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Worms.